Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are reading Daniel chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces, to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors and captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. I just read in your hearing, ladies and gentlemen, Daniel chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Now here is the sense of it from the Bible Knowledge Commentary. The effect of the revelation given to Nebuchadnezzar about his significant role in Gentile history is discerned from his response in the events recorded in chapter 3. Identified as the head of gold, Nebuchadnezzar then caused an image of gold to be erected. When he erected this image is not known. It had to follow the events recorded in chapter 2 because Daniel's three companions were in a position of authority to which they had been appointed. The Septuagint adds in 3:1 that this event occurred in Nebuchadnezzar's 18th year, 1 year before the fall of Jerusalem. Since the final destruction of Jerusalem was the culmination of Nebuchadnezzar's conquests. That inference may well be true. However, a consideration of Daniel 3 seems to indicate that the events recorded there took place nearer the beginning of Nebuchadnezzar's long reign. The events associated, however, a consideration of Daniel 3 seems to indicate that the events recorded there took place nearer the beginning of Nebuchadnezzar's long reign. The events associated with the king's erecting the image suggest that he wanted to unify his empire and consolidate his authority as ruler. The image was to become the unifying center of Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom. The Aramaic word translated image, Selim, is related to the Hebrew word for image, Selim, a general term. It allows for the image to have been in a human form, perhaps like the statue the king saw in his dream, though it does not require it. Perhaps sometime earlier, Nebuchadnezzar had seen an Egyptian obelisk on which were recorded the exploits of one of the pharaohs and wanted to record his own conquests that way. The dimensions of the image would be fitting for an obelisk, for it was 90 feet high, about the height of a present-day 8-story building, and only 9 feet wide. This 10-to-1 ratio of height to width does not fit an image in human form, for it would be too slender. However, the Babylonians often distorted the human figure in constructing their images, or perhaps the image was in proper human proportions, but was set on a pedestal to make it more imposing. Regardless of the image's form, it was an awesome sight, both because of its height and because of the gold of which it was constructed. The size and weight of the image seemed to preclude that the image was of solid gold. It must have been overlaid with gold. Without doubt, the use of gold in this image was inspired by Daniel's interpretation of the king's dream. The image was set up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Dura was a common name in Mesopotamia for any place that was enclosed by mountains or a wall. The province of Babylon seems to require a location close to the city of Babylon itself, from which Nebuchadnezzar ruled his kingdom. Archaeologists have uncovered a large square made of brick some 6 miles southeast of Babylon, which may have been the base for this image. Since this base is in the center of a wide plain, the image's height would have been impressive. Also, its proximity to Babylon would have served as a suitable rallying point for the king's officials. Nebuchadnezzar summoned 8 classes of officials to the dedication of the image. This may suggest that the image was intended to symbolize the empire and its unity under Nebuchadnezzar's authority. The officers referred to in verse 2 are listed again in verse 3, and four of them in verse 27, thus emphasizing the political implications of this incident. The satraps were chief representatives of the king, the prefects were military commanders, and the governors were civil administrators. The advisors were counselors to those in governmental authority. The treasurers administered the funds of the kingdom. The judges were administrators of the law, and the magistrates passed judgment in keeping with the law. The other provincial officials were probably subordinates of the satraps. This list of officers probably included all who served in any official capacity under Nebuchadnezzar. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here is the sense of it from the more devotional Matthew Henry Bible commentary. Matthew Henry said, in the height of the image, about 30 yards probably is included a pedestal, and most likely it was only covered with plates of gold, not a solid mass of that precious metal. Pride and bigotry cause men to require their subjects to follow their religion, whether right or wrong, and when worldly interest allures and punishment overawes, few refuse. This is easy to the callous, the sensual, and the infidel, who are the greatest number, and most will go their ways. There is nothing so bad which the callous world will not be drawn to by a concert of music, or driven to by a fiery furnace. By such methods, false worship has been set up and maintained. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God, the Holy Bible, each and every day of your life, and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom to understand His Holy Word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you, dear friend, until we meet again. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know Him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and He will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last five or six